If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about first world problems. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where you're going to call and talk about something bad that's happening with you. But it's in the grand scheme of things for someone who has no fresh drinking water. It seems sort of misguided and misplaced.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone want to start?
I've got one.
Okay.
We, you know, pretty recently moved into a new home. And the yard is just so big that we think we're going to have to get a new lawnmower.
Ooh.
I know. And it's like, you know, our lawnmower is not even very old.
Oh.
And now we just have to get a new one because the yard is so big.
It is.
I know.
That's rough.
I know.
It is brave of you to come out here. Yeah. And
thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
This morning I did a workout. And I forgot to charge my Aura ring, so it didn't track it.
Actually, Aaron, that is horrific. When I go to the gym without my Apple Watch, I want to scream. Yeah.
What am I doing this for? At this point, you know?
Right? Don't look for it. Do it. Dude,
can we have a tangent on that?
Yeah.
Because it is so stupid. That statement hurts my soul because it is legitimately, when you say that statement, because I've been there where it's like, I'm heading downstairs to do it, and it's like, the watch is like, charge now. And you're like, I'm not even going to do it. Because if I don't get credit, like, you know you're doing it to be healthy, but you also want all your friends to see Slacker just finished a workout.
Oh, I don't even get those.
Because you're not following anybody.
I want to make sure my rings close, and I want those steps. I want that step average to be high, baby. And if it's not.
You know, I get it.
Yeah. What did you do?
Cried.
Yeah.
You didn't work out, right?
Tears.
You just
don't you dare
went,
sweat.
Like, ate a bonbon, had a croissant or something. You're just like, what's the point?
Yeah. Bonbon.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remembered one little one.
Oh.
There was a time, I believe at the time I was driving a Lexus. And
it's not a Mercedes.
No, but like
already.
It had heated and cooled seats.
Oh.
And then just one day, hot summer day, the cooled seats stopped working.
Oh no. That's so crazy.
So I just had to blast the AC on my face. I mean, the car was frigid cold.
Right. The AC worked.
It did. It was seats. I mean, it was freezing in the car.
Wow.
But there was zero cold air shooting up my butt at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what is the point in going on?
Yeah.
Why would I?
Right.
What am I?
It's not on my butt.
What am I here for?
What was I made for?
Sure that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, thank you for understanding, Hack. It seems like the women don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got something going on in your life that you want to get off your chest that feels very first worldy, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
I've been actually fighting a battle for a long time now. There is a sandwich place that my wife and I really like. It's called Capriotti's. And I go and I order the Philly cheesesteak like I get, and it's delicious. And the last three times I've been sitting there eating my Philly cheesesteak, and I look over on the table, and they have one of those little card things, you know, that they put on the table that says, try our new chicken bacon ranch. And I go, oh, yeah. I was going to do that.
I shouldn't be laughing. Sorry.
Three times, Erica.
Three different times.
Three different times.
It's too late.
Yeah, I'm already eating.
I'm already horking down the other one.
Which I don't see you as a Philly cheesesteak guy. I'm kind of like taken back by that.
I modified heavily.
Okay.
No peppers, no onions. I just want the beef.
Maybe
he'd be more of a chicken bacon ranch guy.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Does anybody else have any more? Or are we just going for it?
I do have one more.
Oh my God.
Sometimes.
You are so, can I just say, the amount of bravery
I know
that you are displaying today.
I know. And this one's really hard because it actually doesn't have to do with me. It has to do with my dog.
Okay. First world problems. What do you got?
Recently, when we've been out walking, people aren't stopping and telling me and Swanson how cute he is anymore. I know. And I'm like,
move.
I might move. Have to, because what do you mean you're not going to say that's a good boy? To Swanson?
What are you doing this for?
Truly, what am I out walking him for? What am I? I'm, yeah.
Swanson.
I know.
You guys, I think I'd really like the chicken bacon ranch.
I think you would.
I gotta go back. I'll forget again.
Do you have cooled seats in your car?
No.
Yeah, man. Why would you even?
We're right. How am I getting
what
there?
What is the point?
Yeah. How am I getting there? Right again, sensei.
All right. I hope this works. Otherwise, it's going to be radio silence for a little while. We're doing first world problems. 303-222-5423.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're looking for some brave people to tell us the things that are hard about living with all these luxuries and things. I heard you say somebody texted in. Would you like to read that one?
This is really brave. I can't believe they actually texted this in, but they said, we own a multi-million dollar home in Crested Butte. Huh. And without fail, we complain about how long the drive is every single time we drive there. Yeah. It's just so fun.
There's this beautiful like flower ceremony over on that slope.
But
like
it's
they just like it takes hours to get to our mansion.
Right.
And you still have to write Butt every time you write your address.
It's Butte.
I know, but you're writing B-U-T-T.
That's true. And then you gotta put that extra E on.
Yeah.
That's really goes through your mind.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even live there and it goes through my mind.
Okay. Well, thank you, brave soul.
Yeah.
For texting in. Bronson.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. First world problems. What's yours?
First world problems, a dating problem. I was dating the girl from February till May. She wanted to keep it casual, but it was never casual type of thing. And then, well, to be honest, it's kind of tough to be finding dates as a guy. And it's been kind of rough for the last few weeks and haven't had any dates. And then now I'm kind of been bombarded on multiple apps with like four or five different people trying to date me. And I don't know what to do.
How are you going to find the time? I mean, I get it.
Or the libido just satisfy all these people.
Well, I don't know that you're like sleeping with four.
He's on multiple apps. At least one of them is Tinder.
Okay.
One's Tinder. They're definitely adult apps. I mean, you're supposed to diversify your bonds, and now the bonds are good.
Yeah. So you're just, what are you going to do, man? You going to be okay?
Hopefully I'll be okay. Hopefully I don't completely strike out. I got five swings at it, so hopefully I don't completely, step in it.
It's going to have to call in a friend to help out.
Yeah, phone a friend.
And I don't mean a three-way.
I mean,
yeah.
You guys are the friend I'm phoning.
Yeah.
Slacker could help out.
No, I don't know that I... I'm out of practice, as it were. Not in game shape. Thank you, Bronson. Stay brave.
If it were like a chicken bacon ranch sandwich, I'd be in.
Yeah,
right.
That felt more like a brag than a first world problem. Did everyone else feel that?
That's what a first world problem is.
Oh. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
First world problems. What's yours?
I got a pretty crazy one. So I moved into a new house in Thornton. In about a week living in this brand new house, I realized that my mailbox is not attached to my house. I got to walk a whole 10 houses up the street to just go get my mail, and it really frustrates me.
It's tough. I get it. Yeah. This happened to us too.
Like 10 houses? Oh, how far is yours?
It's really not. Yeah, it's about 10 houses.
God, man.
They're probably big houses, too.
Right.
Yeah, big, huge, gorgeous houses.
Right. They're not friendly just like neighbors. Skinny, tall ones.
Yeah, no. Weird. Yeah.
Socialize with people, I guess.
Oh, man.
No, no. Don't see the. This is first world problems. You don't have to see the silver lining.
Matt, yeah. Probably what you should do is just mark a day on your calendar and maybe like set up an Uber to like pick you up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, and then they can just pick you up and then you get out and then you call a different Uber.
Right.
You know.
To get you back.
To get you back. That's what I would do. Make sure they have cooled seats in the Uber.
Right, and maybe chicken bacon ranches.
Yeah, see if they can swing by Caprietti's or whatever it's called.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Matt.
I actually don't know how to say it. I've only read it, so you might be right. Capriotti's? I don't know.
What do you call
Capriotti's is what I say, but I don't know.
If it's an A, it's an Oddies. If it's an E, it's an Eddie.
I think it's an O.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Too many vowels.
Yeah.
Susan?
It's hard.
Yay!
Yay!
First world problems. What's your deal?
Well, I'm so glad that you guys came up with this because this happened to me today, this morning.
Oh, God.
I have an espresso machine. I love it. It's just the most delicious.
The coffee. Nespresso with an N? Yeah.
Yes.
Love. It's a great machine.
Love.
Great machine.
Oh, yeah.
Those bastards suck you in, though, with like 50 cent capsules when I first bought it. And now the capsules are like $1.50.
They are.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
110.
It's so delicious. I mean.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And then you got the little frother on the side. Yeah.
That's the problem. That's my problem.
What happened?
Wait, what's the problem?
It died this morning.
The frother died?
Yes.
How are you out of bed? Well, go back home.
Call it a day.
I have to put cold creamer in my coffee.
You just said with no froth?
And no froth.
What is the point? Yeah, and then you drank it?
I had to. I just
she had to fight it down.
That's disgusting. Hey, pull your car over. Pull your car over, okay?
I am.
I want you to be safe.
Okay. Yeah. I am having a tough time, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I have to
We're thinking of you.
Pardon me?
And we're thinking of you, and we're going to send a car to where you are, so don't move.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.